Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 1. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is a really famous chapter, and rightly so. But the fact is that Paul didn't write in chapters. Chapter divisions arrived about 1,200 years later. So whenever we see a chapter division, we need to at least peer at what happens next. This is really important in this particular letter, because if you looked at chapter 13, you might think that love is so important that you can forget all about the gifts of the Spirit. After all, they've got a limited shelf life, as Paul has just explained. But here at the start of chapter 14, he makes it plain that we all need to make love the goal of our lives, and at the same time, we need to seek after the wonderful gifts that the Holy Spirit wants to give us. The church in Corinth had got into a horrible muddle on so many fronts. Paul knew that if they were to thrive, they would need to focus their church life on love at the same time as using and employing the gifts of the Spirit. Churches are made up of sinners, and so we shouldn't be surprised that they can still get into a muddle and slip up. The answer hasn't changed. We need to be full of love and seek to use the gifts that the Spirit has given to build up the church. So let me ask you this. What gift has God given you to build up the church? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, for the gifts that you've given to your church. Help us to use our own gifts enthusiastically and wisely so that they'll help to build up your church. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles beside, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.